Welcome to another Carlin Laidlaw Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, another champion Indigenous sports person.
Female.
Another female.
Ash Barty.
Yes.
We spoke about her not long ago. She was on setting the tennis world on fire and has continued to do so.
Well, look, she's just won Wimbledon. I don't know about your eyes. I mean, you've got the French Open, the US Open, the Australian Open and Wimbledon are the four major events. But Wimbledon, to me, is the number one tournament in the world for tennis.
It seems to be. I'm not a great tennis buff, as you know, but Wimbledon certainly seems to be a special place. It's a grass court, you know, where it's – and everyone seems to talk about Wimbledon as being the sort of one that people want to win. So I think also from an Australian point of view, I mean, apart – obviously we've got the Australian Open – but the Wimbledon tournament probably has been one that the Australians have always enjoyed, and we've done pretty well over the years.
Oh, we have. Maybe not so much lately, but when I say lately, I mean before
over
Ash.
The years.
Yeah. But look, it's just it's an iconic venue, and it's when people think of great sporting venues around the world, Wimbledon has to be up there.
I think so. There's this sense of tradition, isn't it? Some places have this sense of tradition. Some events have a sense of tradition, and of course, over time, that can change, and newer events can gain that tradition. But Wimbledon for tennis is really that sort of one that's been there forever. You know, players wore, I think they still do, wear all white. You know, it's a grass court. It's English. It's very prim and proper type of setup. So it sort of has that roots way back in the traditional sort of amateur sport, I guess.
Well, you know, Ash, she won the French Open a couple of years ago. She's been number one. But I think winning Wimbledon really sort of makes you think, wow.
It does. Like, she has been probably for what, the last couple of years, really, if not the number one, one of the top handful of women tennis players. And so, and she sort of went, I was away for most of Wimbledon. So obviously coming back and seeing where she was at, there was obviously a lot of hype and expectation here in Australia, as there always is when we've got any sports person who is a chance of either winning a gold medal or winning, in this case, the Wimbledon final.
Now, besides being a good player, isn't she just a great person? The way she carries herself on court, off court, the way she sort of like deals with people, it's the type of person you want as a role model for young people.
I would agree. I think we've spoken about her before, haven't we? And the way she just seems to deal with what's going on around her and seemingly be quite normal. Remember that time she was in a tournament and she lost, and she went to the press conference with her little niece sitting on her lap, and you know, she was happy, and she made the point, you know, hey, this is what's these there are important things in life. This is sort of just a game of tennis, and yeah, I lost, and that's life. I'll move on. But every time. I've never met her personally. Have you met her before?
No.
No, I've only ever seen her on TV, and I'm just always so impressed with the way she speaks, the way she carries herself, and the way she talks about herself and her achievements. And even when she has been disappointed, like, she's always has a real positive attitude.
You know, I remember – a lot of people remember Cathy Freeman. A lot of people sort of admire sort of what Cathy did, but the pressure on Cathy to actually win the 400 at the Olympics was huge. And someone said to me, do you think that Ash Barty was under the same pressure? And frankly, I don't think so, because in the semi-final where she beat the Angelique Kerber, the German girl, she beat her 6-3, 7-6, and all the media was about how happy they are that Ash was in the final. And there didn't seem to be that same expectation that she's going to win. And they were saying, win or lose, you know, she's a champion. And I think to myself, that is what she engenders in the way she talks and the way she carries herself. The expectations and the pressure valve probably isn't as great as what it could be, whereas if you get some of the other people that sort of, you know, sprout about, oh, I'm the greatest and I'm this and I'm that, they bring a lot of pressure on themselves. But I don't think Ash brings that pressure on herself.
Well, it's interesting. The other night I switched over to the ABC and they had – it was one of the shows, I think The Drum or one of those shows they have around the news, and they were talking about Ash Barty. They had a panel of people there. They were talking about her. She was just about to go into the semi-final. And the interesting one was a guy called Ben Crow, who is a mindset coach, and has coached Ash Barty with her mindset. And he talked about these exact things. And then you start to think, wow, everything he said just made so much sense to me as a past athlete, but also like dealing with young people of today. You think, wow, this is great information. But he was saying really simple stuff like, what can you control? If you can't control it, don't worry about it. Like, only focus on the things that you can actually control and change. He was talking about the idea because they were building this expectation up. And he said exactly what you were saying. It's not Ash does not confuse goals with expectations. She quite happily puts out her goals. Her goals she put out, she wants to win the Wimbledon. She wants to be Wimbledon champion. But she doesn't get caught up in all the expectation and the media and the build-up, which is so prevalent now in professional sport, isn't it? Yep. She has developed this ability with help from people like her coach, but also this guy Ben Crow, to actually understand, hey, I can't control all that stuff. It has no impact on me. I can only play one point at a time, and that's all I can do. And he gave examples of when she's been in difficult situations in a game, when she has been frustrated, she has been focusing on things, and then she'll just realign her mindset to say, hang on a minute, I can't change that. I can't change the future. All I can do is focus on what I can actually do, which is play tennis. And so it seems to be that she's really learnt those lessons. And you see her in the media, you see her out, she's relaxed, she's confident. And she's obviously she's not accepting or taking on that pressure that a lot of athletes take on.
You know, I thought it was a key to her winning Wimbledon to win the first set. She won that 6-3, and I was watching part of that. And you could see that she was playing with confidence. You could see that she was, she seemed to have a little bit of an edge. Now, the Czech girl, Karolina Pliskova, who was her opponent, she came back and she won the second set 7-6 to make it 1-1. But after that set, I had this confidence that Ash would be able to coolly handle the third set to win the title. And that's what she did. She won 6-3, so she won it reasonably comfortably, if we can say that. But I think that she played her cards so well that she was able to win the first one, and then she obviously wanted to win the second one, but the pressure was on Karolina, and she was the one that had to do all the work to win that, to stay in the match. And I think Ash had the intelligence to try to win the game, but not sort of throw everything. And then she sort of like went hard in the third set where it's do or die, and it was almost like her timing was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, and it comes back to what you're saying before, like her mindset, her approach allows her to cope in those situations. One of the things this Ben Crow said is like, don't contribute value to things such as finals. And so if you say, oh, wow, this point right now is so important, if I lose this point, it's going to really change the game. Or I win this point. So she wouldn't think that way. She's just thinking, well, all I can control is hitting the ball. I can't control what the opponent, how they're going to hit the ball to me. I just have to play each shot as I. And so she's really, what he was talking about, she really lives in the moment. She doesn't get carried away with what could happen. And often, how many times have you seen it? I've seen it in tennis where a player's about to close out the game and they can't. Yep. Because they've switched their mindset from being, hey, I'm just playing tennis, and now, oh my God, I can win. All I've got to do is win this point or win this game. And all of a sudden you see them really start to tense up because they're thinking about the outcome, not just focused on what they can change.
Do you remember Ivan Lendl?
Yeah.
The amount of times he just couldn't put the game away and win finals. He made a lot of finals, but he always seemed to struggle a little bit in finals, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
And that's what this guy would say is that idea, well, you're trying to now predict and change the future, and you can't do that. You're only going to get – that will actually create anxiety and pressure, whereas you just go, hey, I can only control what is in front of me right now and really focus on that. And it seems that that's what she does.
Mm-hmm. You know, she reminds me of a couple of other Indigenous athletes. Now, it was 50 years ago that Yvonne Goolagong won Wimbledon, the first Indigenous player to win on such a high stage.
Ash Barty, like, clearly said that was her goal, wasn't it? Like, that childhood dream to win Wimbledon, and like you think that anniversary, NAIDOC week here in Australia,
yeah.
And you think, isn't it somehow, sometimes how just the world is as it should be? Everything just comes together. And that's what people were talking about like the last few days, that whole process that she'd put out there as, hey, this is something I want to do. And of course, we all and the media all build up this pressure and expectation, but she's just like, well, no, that's my goal. I won't, I'll just get out there and work on what I can do.
Of course, you know, Yvonne Goolagong got married and became Yvonne Goolagong Cawley and won the Wimbledon again in 1980, but she also won 4 Australian Opens and 4 US Opens and a French Open. Yeah. But it's always that 71 Wimbledon victory. You always remember that. And I think with Ash Barty, it's going to be similar.
You think so? Because she's only, I mean, she's such a young person and she's still got, I mean, you look at now, tennis players. I mean, she's what, mid-20s, 25, and yeah. So she's going to have, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whoever. I mean,
of
being at her best. And so you think she's won the French Open, she's won Wimbledon, she's been close at the US and the Australian Open. So, and just the way she goes about her business, you got to think that right now it's just the world is open for her.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's so many similarities between those 3 athletes, Ash, Yvonne, and Cathy Freeman. You know, Ash is 5'5", and so is Cathy Freeman, and Yvonne Goolagong is 5'6", so they're all very similar heights.
And such grace,
yeah,
all of them.
Now, what could Ash Barty be if she wanted to play another sport? Now, of course, she was a former cricketer.
Yeah.
And I heard them talking about the possibility of her playing footy. She was actually kicking the footy around between games.
Leave footy alone.
Yeah, I agree. But
just play tennis.
She was actually having a bit of a kick and a catch at Wimbledon with the footy.
Wouldn't you? Like, you know, we all see different sports people, Australians having a kick with the footy, don't they, and doing stuff like that. But, I mean, once again, footy dominates the sort of media landscape. And sometimes I wish, especially now with women's sport, because it's almost like, oh, well, should you play footy? And think, why should women have been – they're playing like high-level sport. They don't have to go and play footy to be recognised as a great athlete. So I'm sure Ash will not hear our podcast, and so she won't get my advice. But my advice is stay away from footy.
You know, it's really interesting that sort of Ash Barty, she's really sort of like coming to my mind as a real top – athlete. I mean, she won the French and that was good, but now she's won Wimbledon. She's right up there. And it's interesting, some of the conversation has been, is she up there with Cathy Freeman's 400 in the Olympics? Now, it was interesting what Ash said is that she was happy to emulate Yvonne Goolagong and she kept the sport to tennis.
Yeah, which is, what else can you do? I mean, because, and again, this we love comparing stuff, don't we?
Yeah.
There are so many variables that make it impossible to do so. You just got to say, hey, both Cathy and Ash Barty, when they had the opportunity to achieve the biggest thing they could in their sporting career, they took it and ran with it and made it happen. And so I, for one, I get a bit tired of all the comparisons and who's this the greatest and who's not and so on, because every arena – sporting arena has its own set of variables that you have to deal with. And so how do you compare them?
And then there's opinion. There's people like, for instance, you know, you like your basketball, I like the baseball, and we're not going to compare who we like in baseball with Ash Barty, are we?
No. And I saw a quote the other day, something about it, everyone has the right to an opinion, but yours is stupid.
Well, you know,
not you personally.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know
the idea, yeah. That opinions.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. It is funny. But, you know, I've never forgotten Yvonne Goolagong winning in 1971 because, I mean, I was only a young kid and it had a big impact on me. And, of course, you had Lionel Rose, the Indigenous boxer at the time, a couple of years earlier. And when Cathy Freeman won, it was a completely different scenario. I mean, it wasn't so much that she was an Indigenous athlete, because I remember, I think it was a Commonwealth game, she took the Aboriginal flag and the Australian flag on the lap of honour. But the thing was, the pressure that Cathy was under, she lit the torch for the Olympics, she wore that. So there was so much expectation on her. There was that rivalry with that other woman that sort of pulled out, and there was all this pressure. Whereas because of who Ash is, she was able to diffuse that pressure. So as far as the pressure situation is concerned, Ash's triumph cannot be compared to Cathy Freeman's, but that doesn't lessen what Ash has done.
Oh, no, doesn't at all, no. I just think they're both great athletes, Australian athletes, and they both achieved wonderful things in their sport. Obviously, Cathy is in the past, and Ash has done that now in the present, and who knows what she's going to do in the next 5 to 8 years.
Well, congratulations, Ash. You're a champion. So ends another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.